And we are back on the Blitz here at Radio Row in Phoenix. And joining us now is a former NBA player. And also, now he's going to be a big star because he's got Mr. Chibs coming out. Kenny Anderson joins us. Kenny, how are you, sir?
Dude was like second pick in the draft. He's not about to be a big star. I mean,
well, a big star outside of basketball. How's that?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, get in the film, man. Come on.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. You know, my documentary, you know, it's been making its rounds at some film festivals. Been doing great, great reviews. Just my life story, you know, after retiring, you know, midlife crisis, what I'm going to do. And then, you know, being a child prodigy from New York at a young age, 10, 11 years old, all the obstacles I had to overcome as a youngster, and just all, man. It's great, inspirational, just coming raw with it. But done with class. I think my director, Jill Campbell, did a hell of a job, you know, shadowing me for 4.5 years, 5 years, and putting the story together to give a message, the right message out.
What made you decide to do this?
You know, it was the documentary phase a couple of years ago and all that, and then people was coming, said, yo, you got a story, you should do yours. So, you know, met with Jill Campbell and Barry Greenstein, who's invested his time and money into my story because he believed in it. And, you know, we made it. We just started, everybody started, you know, just snowball effect. Everybody, wow, you know. And then it film festivals, and we got a lot of responses, great ones. So it's a great message.
Does it cover your whole life, I mean, from growing up in New York and,
yeah,
and playing on that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, like I said, 88 minutes, but, you know, in five, you can't tell somebody. We hit every aspect, you know, childhood, high school, college, pros, and now. We hit, you know, about my kids, about my wife, all that. Failed marriages, my kid. I went real, I'm open book. We're all with it.
You know, you say that, and you really have been. I mean,
yeah,
you've talked about a lot of stuff,
yeah,
and obviously you're a guy who you made a lot of money,
yeah,
and ended up filing bankruptcy,
yeah,
and then you talked about being molested when you were
yeah,
younger. I mean, you've been pretty wide open about,
yeah,
things. Was there anything that in this story that,
no,
that we haven't heard yet?
Nah, but it's the way
it
I put
it all together.
Piece it all together, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, being a star or celebrity since 11 years old, it's out there anyway.
Right.
You know, everybody with this media stuff, you know, you can't run from it. You know, so I'm just trying to, you know. Like I tell my son, yo, everybody's going to have adversity and fall, man. It's who gets up, dust they self off, and strive and grind and get back, you know, and get back, you know, bounce back. And that's what it's all about.
I imagine, it as hard as that was, what would it have been like if it had all started happening in this social media era like we have now?
I don't know. It'd be huge. It'd be this stuff now, is all these young kids, they're exposed to too much, you know, too soon with this social media. It's really tough. But you know, me, when I back in the days, I was getting so much attention at 11 years old. New York Daily News, Basketball Weekly, Sports Illustrated. I was in magazines, so I could imagine doing all this in New York. How if social media, it would have been bananas.
Yeah, I remember reading about you and
yeah,
before. It was like, oh, this guy's going to be the next big,
yeah,
thing, and I think now, and I see a lot of these kids that,
yeah,
with Twitter and everything else, it's just everything's out there.
Yeah, you got to be careful, especially these guys being recruited, because you can, you know, they take the scholarship from you if you tweet the wrong thing or put the wrong pictures and things like that. It could be a gift and a curse, you know, this social media thing if you're not careful.
Still get out and play sometimes?
Yeah, I work. You know, I got a program. I got a gym in Tampa that I work. I got a workout facility. I got the youth program is going on with the high schoolers, trying to get to the point where I'm getting college players to come in there and work out, and pros. So the process, man, just, you know, one day at a time.
You know, a guy like you who, like you said, you were getting attention for your basketball at a very young age, and I'm sure you always had high expectations for yourself going into the NBA. Do you feel like like your career is what you expected it to be when you started out?
No, I'm not in the NBA. I could have did more. I did 14 years, got solid numbers. But all that stuff got to be lined up right. You know, when money comes involved and politics comes involved, you have no control over that.
Right.
You know, where you get drafted. I went number two to a very, you know, up and down organization at the time. You know, we had seven owners. You know, I played with Derek Coleman and Drazen. We had some very good teams. But just the owners and the ownership wasn't right. Then I went with Boston, got, you know, traded to, you know, I went to Portland. I played with some great teams, but just things wasn't all, you know, lined up for me, you know, whatever reason. But never complain, just move on. I was blessed to play 14 years in the NBA, right, and also becoming an all-star. You know, who, you know, I got snubbed a few times. I should have probably been a 2-3 time all-star, 4 maybe. But, you know, that's life, man. I'm just glad that I had the run that I had.
So what's next for you after Mr. Chibs and doing your stuff in Tampa? What are you going to do next?
I'm doing some other stuff. I'm doing another, you know, project, you know, far as on the documentary. We're doing something real, you know. I don't want to get into that right now, but
right,
when the time is right, I will. But looking forward to doing another piece, you know. So, you know, I'm excited. By doing my documentary, it made me see a lot of other things and, you know, get a view from being like a producer. You know, I saw a lot of things and how I wanted my documentary to go down. So I really like the film business. It's awesome.
Yeah, was it when you were making it, was the kind of thing where you said, no, wait a minute, it should be more like this? Or did you kind of trust their vision of the story?
A little bit, because I didn't know how they was going to make me look. And then me and my wife saw it for the first time. We was nervous when it finished. And I was like, wow, you know, that's awesome. You know, you just don't know. You know, they caught me at some really bad times, some really, you know, dark times on the documentary. We couldn't put some of that stuff in there, but I at first wanted it to. You know, you should have put something of this in there, that, and they was like, nah, that's, you know, we want to tone it down a little bit. But like I said, Jill Camby did a hell of a job putting that story together.
All right, that's Kenny Anderson, who's about to be a big star in the movie business. Does that make you happy?
That's better.
Good. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Okay.